my last trip to the grocery store where I said, give me your hands, and the guy was wiping his nose and all of that. That's if we had to have anything put, like, I don't allow anybody in my house. Like, the groceries
on a good
are
day.
Yeah, on a good day I don't even allow. Now it's even worse, but you know, people are dropping groceries off. They have to drop it off outside.
Yeah. They try to open that door to your house, they're getting a bear spray right until their eyeballs.
No. All right. Yes, we'll get back into that with Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Are you allowing anyone into your house at this point, Ray, or is everything locked down?
Barely my family. I have to think about it depending on what they're doing outside.
Mm-hmm. What day of the week and how badly they've pissed you off? Because you know what? There's cabin fever going around for everyone right now.
Yesterday, I'm not even making this up, at about 6 o'clock, I had to have three different conversations, one with Cammy, one with Riley, and one with Reese, to apologize for my mood in the previous 3 hours. All three of them I had to go because I had a tough day yesterday. I don't even know why, but Noodles, you call it cabin fever. It's like I got to go somewhere, except there's nowhere to go.
Right. Yeah.
And so when you say you're not, nobody's coming in, we had ordered, I don't know, 2 months ago, a ping pong table. And it came today. The guy rang the doorbell. And I opened the door up a crack, and I said, just leave it in front of the garage. And we'll go get it in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Wait till anything that could be on there has died off, and then we'll go get it.
I mean, the guy had a mask on. He was wearing gloves. Like, he was doing all he could do. And I'm like, yeah, just lean it up against the garage. Awesome. And I pushed a tip out onto the, I'm terrified about what I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's probably the most fearful part of
this.
Yeah, we're all
like Howard Hughes right now.
Well, you're right.
That's what it feels like.
But what are the lengths? Like, this is, I don't know if I'm overboard or whatever, but I sanitized, like, we had a little bit of, a couple $100s. Like, I sanitized the money. Like,
what?
I washed. Well,
I'm going on the overboard right there, but where did it come? How long has it been in the house?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Well, it's, like, a $20 bill, you put it through the washer and dryer. No,
was that Tim Hortons, Noodles?
No. But if you, like, you need to, like, a Lysol wipe, you wipe it down or something. You know what I mean?
How about use,
like,
your credit card?
Yeah, why are you even touching cash right now? You're not doing anything.
That's
why
what
not?
I'm saying, but I want to give a little bit of a tip. Obviously, you give a tip to, like Ray said, you slide that through the door.
Throw it outside and say, there you go. Grab it or not. Leave it. If you don't take it, you're getting bear spray.
That's what we need in society right now. We need full blown the purge rules where everyone's on their own constitution.
But that's where I think people are starting to get it. Like, everyone, I think everyone by maybe I'm wrong and just this is wishful thinking, but I think by the end of this, people are going to understand that, we're going to miss people. We're going to miss social interaction. Like, this could, I'm not going to say a silver lining because people have died and this is awful, but maybe it's going to change some mindset on people and how you interact and how you treat people. Like, I treat the people that are going to get groceries and battling and still having to go to work because it's an essential need. Like, I'm not even talking about the healthcare workers that are in the fight right now. I can't admire them enough, put it that way.
They should never pay for anything again. Like, you talk about, I know we honor the military at Toronto Maple Leaf games, but these people, man, when this is all said and done, they should be able, there should be a box at every sporting event for them, like, just to say thank you.
Yeah. Like, in some of the stories, I talked to a buddy of mine from St. Albert today, who's, ex-wife, but still very close with her. She's an ER nurse, and he's saying, like, it's a grind. Like, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and he wasn't even telling stories, but he was just more about, like, you know, how she's, you know, mentally and physically drained. And it's like, this is the type of stuff, it's real life, you know, and we're joking around, and I'm joking around about sliding out a 20 or whatever as a tip and making sure it's clean for them. But I respect, you know, everyone who's grinding away here and, you know, helping people out. There's people literally saving lives.
The way I look at it is that's kind of the only thing we can do is have a few laughs about some things.
Yeah, you're right.
Because,
you're right.
Holy crap. Like, it is, I look, you know, I haven't been more than, well, I guess a half a kilometer from my house is a grocery store. I went there once since we've been locked in. Cammie went the other time. And I saw pictures of downtown Vancouver. All the stores are boarded up. Like, I've got no idea what's going on because my thing is to be in my driveway. That's as far as we get. So the only thing we can do is have a laugh or two because everything else is not funny.
No, there's nothing funny.
There's nothing normal. There's nothing amusing. There's like nothing.
Well, and it's all consuming at the same time because, you know, yeah, we're every once in a while you get into Tiger King or you get into something on Crave or a new movie comes out. But this is where if you're a creature of habit and sports are your habit, like the four of us, that applies to us. Right. I can't escape into a Leaf game tonight or a Raptor game. So I find myself watching the news even more than ever. And the news, there's nothing else other than COVID-19 updates. Like, that's all it is. Every politician is speaking every single day.
I can only do it 10 minutes a day now. I used to be on all day, every second, and ignorant or not, I just can't do it. I kind of get an update of where things are at, and that's all I can do.
You know what, about a week ago, Cammie asked me to turn that off. Like, she's like, what are you going to do with the information that you get? The only thing it does is stresses you the hell out. You don't need any more stress. No. I'm stressed at the best of time. And so I'm with you. Like, I take a little glimpse. I have kind of two 15-minute windows that I look at now because I either get pissed off or I get really down or frustrated with it all. And I'm like, man, I need to live in ignorance a little bit more because I can't change anything other than if somebody asks me to get involved in something. I'm watching the 86 Masters right now.
Yeah.
Right?
That, like that, exactly.
And I'm like, that's the escapism I have.
Well, with that in mind, let me throw to a clip here that can veer us down a different road.
Yep.
All right. So Tom Brady was on with Howard Stern this morning, and a topic came up that we've all been familiar with that somehow becomes normal in the sporting world. Like, you never think about it. It's just natural. Like, this is just the way every rink has been built, every football stadium, every practice facility, and this is just the way it goes. And Brady talks about it and kind of acknowledges the elephant in the room as to kind of why this never changed or why it isn't going to change in the future.
If they're very, very well endowed, they probably get made more fun of than the other guys, yeah. So the guys would hide it. And there are certain guys that would have to hide, you know, getting in the shower because they were embarrassed that because they were just, you know.
Yeah, when I was in gym class, I would.
Think about today's day and age, too, how different that is. Because when we were, you know, 25 years ago, it was so natural to do that. And now the idea of a bunch of people showering together, you kind of think, like, why are we still doing this? I mean, this is so not the way that it, like, should be anymore. Like, can we put up some dividers, please?
And that last part was what I was pointing to, not necessarily the beginning of the
I was like, where the hell is
it? Yeah, where is it?
Well, this is where not being in studio and not having getting to hear the clip or edit the clip or talk with Mullen.
Are you trying to get back to Bezos?
No,
Louisville
what I'm getting
slugger,
to is the shower is what I'm getting to because he hits on a good point. Like, it's just the weirdest thing, but if you play a game, it's like, yeah, there's seven guys in the shower right now just showering, and then you walk out, you get dressed, and you leave. Where else in society does that happen? Like the military and sports.
Well, didn't it happen
the
in
gym?
Yeah, I was going to say,
maybe
didn't it happen
gym.
To your dad's gym class?
Well, that was a totally different context. But yes, that was swim class in high school, and he
yeah,
sticks
geared
to that.
Down.
Yeah, he's committed to it.
You're right, though. Like it is. I used to joke, and I mean, Gary Roberts, it was such a jacked human being. Like I always joke that I never wanted to be in the same shower as him because I'd be embarrassed. You know what I mean? The guy was just, there were muscles on top of muscles. Like you take a look at yourself and go, oh my God, like I can't, you know what I mean? Like
I don't even play the same sport.
Exactly. Right. Like that's kind of the joke. I mean, you're right, Brian. Like there's nowhere else in this world where it's just acceptable where, you know, I guess that's where people, like, that's the locker room, what stays in the room. Like, there are some things that are non-traditional, but, you know, Brady's saying, what, create individual stalls?
I guess, so well, it's totally possible. Have you seen these compounds? Like, the NFL, you're telling me they couldn't build, you know, literally 53 individual showers.
It wouldn't shock me if they're the guest locker rooms, you know how they have the individual stalls. There's a door and there's an individual shower right behind it. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't shock me at all.
Well, especially with what's going on now. Like with everything's going to change in society.
Home locker rooms, I think it's going to happen for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
What about when you'd be in the shower after practice and you'd be talking to whoever about, hey, where are you going for lunch? And you're, nah, I don't want to go there. You're just like you're having a normal conversation.
Well, the guy's
you got no gear on.
And the guy's taking a leak into the drain. I mean, you're right. Am I lying? Am I lying?
No,
you are
not.
Having a conversation. You're locked eyes with a guy, and he is flat out taking a leak into the drain.
Yeah, it's just
it's
a
not.
Fact.
I've
it's
seen
not
grown ass men. I've seen grown ass men play dinosaurs in the shower. Like they'd be like, rawr! Rawr!
And you know what the funny part is? It's these aren't fourth liners. They're like Hall of Famers. You know, like these
normal NHL players playing. All right, let's do the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I just, I would just shake my head and walk out. I'm like, what's going on here?
You know what I love to do? Noodles, I'm sure you know, you saw this or whatever, but I like to get into the towels with the can of shaving cream. And so, like, you open up the towel and you fill the middle of it with shaving cream and then you fold it up, put about four or five of them in the stack of towels kind of randomly, and you just stand in the shower and watch some guy come out of the shower, open the towel up, and then dry his body, but he's really smearing shaving cream around his body. I don't know why that always struck me as so funny, because the guy would swear, throw the towel down, come back in the shower, wash the shaving cream off, and off he'd go.
Wow, the better one.
When I got it, of course, it was like, nah, funniest thing ever. They're like, see? Yeah, dummy.
Exactly.
Wow, the baby powder and the hair blower, too.
Like, that's a good one.
Like, I mean, I didn't know too many players. Like, I never blow dry my hair. Like,
no.
But some guys who had the great manes, like, would blow dry their hair and just get a face full of baby powder. Those would be the best. Like, those, I love those tricks. Like, I think, and they are, like, I don't know, they're juvenile. They are.
Juvenile, but, for sure.
But
how about the one where, I only saw it a couple of times. Somebody grabbed the can of spray paint and taped around the can and wrote deodorant on it.
That's quality. So
the guy ends up with black paint from his elbow to his ribcage.
Yeah, like just the most immature moments in history.
I'd be mad if that happened.
That's a tough one. That would stink.
Yeah.
Well, that was a long time ago. That was creative. That was good stuff, I think.
I don't think you guys ever, I know you'd never experienced this in the NHL, but one of the grossest things every beer league player, even if you're in junior, has to endure at some point is when you forget to pack a towel. And you have to borrow some guy's towel. It's the most disgusting thing. And I know people that have never done it, they'd be like, that's the most repulsive thing they've ever
done. I don't know if you can do that, man. What if someone goes in for a dig and there's a light-colored towel and you got a mess on your hands?
I'm telling you, man. I'm saying from my own experience, I've done it. I'm not proud to say it, but I've been, like, after a skate, after a game, you can't put your clothes back on. You have to shower.
Oh, yeah, you can. If you're going to use someone else's towel, I'll just go home and shower. I'll spend the rest of the evening. I play No, it's not. It's not disgusting.
No, the reusing someone's towel, I'm admitting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather just... I went to Beer League with no... I went once this year and I had no towel, so I was like, I'll just shower at home. I'm not doing this.
Well, but they, I'm talking... I guarantee you that...
You are.
But you're right. And Hayes, I guarantee you that...
We did, and I didn't.
That towel was not clean either. That towel is his secondary towel.
Yeah. Beer League guys leave weeks. Their stuff in their room and their bag for months disgusting. On end. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's yeah. disgusting.
If you're going to use the same towel all Beer League season, just crawl in the toilet and swim around in there and use some soap because it's the same nonsense.
It's deplorable. It's despicable. It's, gross. It's disgusting. It's outrageous.
And you've done it.
And I've done it. I'll admit that I've done it. And I'm telling you, I think almost 100% of Beer League players, junior players, it's like, I forgot. And you learn. You're never going to forget your towel again. But you're like, I forgot the towel. Like, it's Friday night. We're going out. We just played. I got a shower. Unless you're going to air dry it and sit there for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I never used to worry about wearing flip-flops in the shower. Like some guys wore them all the time.
Right.
But then they started saying, hey, you know, you should be wearing flip-flops in the shower. And then you'd go into the Boston Garden. You needed to wear army boots in there to cover your feet.
Just
or
gross.
The Odd in Buffalo. Like, oh, my God. Like, those places were disgusting.
The Odd in Buffalo, you almost thought twice about just firing your suit on and going to the bus.
And the scary part is...
Just have some wings on the bus. Forget it. It's a dump.
That was an NHL building. Isn't that crazy to think? Like some of the old... you may not have played in it, but do you remember the arena in St. Louis? But the arena in St. Louis...
That
one
I never did.
That was just horrifying. Like, I mean... Okay. What's that, right?
Noodles, do you remember that? Like the coaches, they had to walk through the crowd to get to the bench. In that arena, because there was no way to get there for the visitors. So we went there, we were in Hartford, we were losing 1-0 after the first period. By the time I don't know what the hell our coaches were doing, the refs were like, let's get going, the start of the second period. We had no coaches. They weren't there yet. And so Ronnie Francis says, okay, our line will start, and they got scored on. So the horn's going off, they're playing the Budweiser song, and our coaches, the two of them, come on the bench, and one of them goes, what the hell happened? And the other coach goes, I don't know, it was 1-0 when we left.
Yeah, that building was the backup goal. There wasn't enough room on the bench. I sat behind, like in the Zamboni entrance, and I'll never forget, we were playing St. Louis that night. I was with the Islanders. Ray, you would have been on the team. And Hexie started, and they put three by him in about the first 7 minutes, and he attacked Peter Nedved. He chased him into the pile. And that was at the other end. And I was behind Cujo, and all I remember is seeing Al Arbor from the bench waving, like, get the hell in there. And the doors fly open, and I skate by Cujo, and Cujo goes, good luck, kid. And he's kind of laughing. And Hexie's being, like, almost carried off by the refs because he's attacked Peter Nedved. It was just a gong show. That building was, that's all I remember is that type of night was, it was tough to play in that building. It was a gritty, you know, grimy building.
Doesn't it make you think, like, it's, like, amazing that Wrigley Field and Fenway are still operating?
Yeah.
Like,
there's
well, still... I wonder what those look like underneath.
I've been to the Cubs locker room. I spent a morning in there, and it's just, it's old school. I mean, they might have redone it and done a revamp, but I left there, and I was like, well, that's the Cubs? Like,
right.
That's their locker room?
Holy legendary,
crap.
I guess.
Well, it's not. It's not. There's nothing to it. It's just like an old school, crappy visiting
barn. There's only so much you can do. The infrastructure is built. Like, you know, I'm sure they've definitely upgraded certain parts of the facility, but you can't completely change the way the building operates. It was built over 100 years ago.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
By the way, I'm sensing we're getting to the end of this. I got to tell you. So the '86 Masters, I'm watching.
Oh yeah,
Greg
so
Norman.
Am I.
Greg Norman has been all over the place in the last three holes. I just heard the announcer go, thunk. He hit one drive. He smothered it into the trees. He can barely see him except for his blonde hair.
Well,
man, he's all over.
Seve Ballesteros has got a big smile on his face right now. He's about to put a load of poop in his pants in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, when he dumps it in on 15?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See you later.
Oh, no.
Seve.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got Jim Furyk on with us at 6:05. So you can clarify this, because I think it's one of the funkier, goofier swings ever. And I figured that went without saying, but O's a supporter of the swing.
It's unorthodox, but you can't argue with the guy's track record.
Oh, of course.
And it doesn't matter what happens up top. It all just matters when you're approaching the ball in the moment of impact. And when you watch when he does that, that's what the whole thing's about. It's not about what happens up top at the top of the backswing. There's all kinds of goofy swings up top.
The first time I started to understand what he was doing was they had that swing vision or the Minolta cam or whatever. And they didn't show the swing at the top, and they had three guys swing, and they showed it basically from waist to waist, and it was three different guys, and it looked all the same. And Furyk was one of the swings. So when he does that little flip of the thing up at the top, the point was it doesn't matter till you get to your waist that you get it in the swing track. And, man, he's had an amazing career.
Unbelievable career. But... still,
there was one story I had heard about him. He won like a U.S. Open, and his wife was always on him to have, you know, to dress a little better. And so he went and bought a whole bunch of new clothes and, pants and shirts to match for each day. And he forgot the pants at the dry cleaner, so he had to go buy some Dockers or something. And he ended up winning the U.S. Open in Dockers.
No way.
Yeah, like that's what he had.
Well, hey, it worked for him. That was the 2003 U.S. Open, I think.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, he's had a bunch of top fives, top tens.
Oh, he's been a legend, Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, he is a great player. All right, buddy. Well, we'll do it tomorrow at 5.
Do it then. See you later, boys.
That's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Make sure you visit the website, mapletoyota.com.